Let me just check Facebook. Hello, everyone. Hopefully we're live on Facebook. There's Ron. Awesome. We're live on Facebook. Cool beans. Okay. I think we can finally get going. What do you say? Welcome, everyone. I see. Hi, Ron. We're just getting started. We had lots of tech issues this morning, so you are not late. Hopefully you heard all that. Anyway, welcome everyone to day two of the Inspired Leader Challenge. This was kind of a mishmash of leadership this morning because I just couldn't seem to get anything to work. So we're starting late and I apologize, but we are here for day two of the Inspired Leader Challenge. And today we're talking about vision. Yesterday we did a lot of talking about what is leadership, what makes a leader a good leader, how you want to lead, who you want to lead, all of that. So hopefully you all got a chance to do the homework. The homework was uploaded as a document to in the Facebook group, but it was also emailed to you. So hopefully those of you who did attend or watch the replay did the homework. But today what we're talking about is vision. Hey, Ron, you were not late. I don't know if you heard me. We only just started. We had lots of tech issues. So welcome. And we're going to just keep moving on. So now Jessica's like, it's not in the group. Okay. So today is all about vision. What is your vision? What is your calling, your movement, or mission? What's the difference that you want to make or that you want to create as an inspired leader? Now, there are lots of types of visions, callings, movements, missions, right? So you could write a book because you want to inspire a particular type of change. You could create a coaching program because you want to transform lives in a specific way. You could create sanctuaries for the wild horses all across the US. That's a bigger vision, right? You could develop a podcast for foster parents to help them raise foster kids who have the skills to succeed. You could create a program for seniors who, you know, to help them remain fit and strong the rest of their lives. Your vision could involve the children at your kids' school. It could involve the people in your neighborhood. How big or small your vision is all dependent on what you're passionate about, what you're inspired to do, what you feel your purpose is. So this is all part of it. So I really want to focus today on what is your vision. Now, yesterday, I want to check in. I know Suzanne and Cassie, you were the only ones here live yesterday. Did you do your homework? Do you have any feedback on that? Did you get any clarity? Suzanne says yes. Do you want to share, Suzanne, just for a minute, what you actually got out of that?
I think it's a long list, to be honest, no, of qualities of good leaders and how I would like to show up, no, so to be 100% present, engaged, aligned with my best self, no, confident with being clear about my values and the goals. Also passionate, and so a lot of qualities up, and of course also calm and centered, and in this service mindset. So that was the end result, more or less. No? But a long list.
Okay.
Awesome. Overwhelming, harder. Yeah.
Overwhelming. Why was it overwhelming?
No, because it's it includes so many items, not just to focus on, or yeah, to be reminded of, and maybe it's better to boil it down to some ideas, not that I can easily remember, but otherwise it's just a long list, not so, of my best self. Yeah.
Okay, so I think today when you get clearer on your vision, that will inform who you need to be and you can whittle your list down some, okay? Because we don't want it overwhelming. We want it inspiring. We want to really be able to step into that person and be that person and lead, right? Without feeling like it's a weight on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. It should be light and fun and exciting, okay?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Cassie, did you have any feedback?
Yes, I did the homework. It was really helpful. Particularly looking at leaders, wondering what their, or trying to list what their qualities were, and then how my qualities match up with them and what I can do to gain the qualities that my chosen leaders have that I don't feel that I do have. So just taking a look at that, I got a big long list of stuff like Suzanne. So, okay. I found it very helpful.
Good. So, and today we'll whittle that down. Ron, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I did the homework too. And it was just, inspiring in a way. I took a look at leadership and God, I'm like a formal leader, but an informal leader in many areas with my significant other, with my children, with my friends. And then when I start to take a look at qualities, I mean, I identified people that I respect as leaders. And then I started to look at qualities and I went through all these different qualities, but then it hit me that I have to live that life. I have to be a better person because it spins off on other people, both formally and informally. I mean, I really have to take a look at myself. It was so scary. It's just like, wow, it just opened up a lot for me. So I'm all excited about this. I'm just super thrilled. This was good, but it was scary. There was a lot here. It was good.
And I know you missed yesterday, right? You didn't see the replay on
Facebook? I saw the replay.
Awesome.
I saw the replay.
Awesome.
I did the homework.
Good. All right. Awesome. So I love what you said, Ron, because this goes back to some of the high performance work we've done. And I know you joined later in the Inspired Creator community, but in the core sessions, when we talk about leadership, we talk about being a good role model. Right. And that's kind of what you're talking about, that you have to show up as this person. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we look up to role models. Right. They are our models. And so part of being a leader is being a good role model. And we can all, those of you in the Inspired Creator community or anyone who decides to join the Inspired Creator community, as I said yesterday, one of the reasons I'm doing this challenge, trying to be transparent, is that, you know, I am trying to enroll new people in our next set of sessions, which are all on leadership, right? But if you go back to the core sessions, even if you were to join later, like Ron, you can go back to the core sessions, they're recorded there, and look at the ones on persuasion, for instance. The persuasion in the core sessions, the persuasion session talks about being a role model, challenging people, teaching them how to think. These are things leaders do. Okay, so really important. So thank you for sharing, Ron, and I'm glad you made it today, and I'm glad you found the replay. Okay, so would you all like to hear again a guided writing I did this morning, the information my guides gave me? Yes, no, yes? Okay, so I asked them, kind of like yesterday, I asked, what do we all need to know, including me, about having a vision that each one of us individually as inspired leaders wants to create? Like, why do we need that vision and how do we create one? And so this is what I received. Vision is your inner GPS. It shows you where you're going. And if you pay attention to the messages you receive, the guidance you're given, you will know how to get to your destination. So if you pay attention to those messages, that guidance you're given, you're going to know how to get to your destination. Vision is the bullseye towards which you shoot the arrow. It's your intention and everything you do to fulfill that intention. Vision is the image you see in the smoke, as if you were sitting around a campfire during a ritual like those performed by Indigenous people. You ask your guides, the spirits, the ancestors to reveal your purpose, and the image appears in the smoke or in a haze. Think of this like going on a vision quest where you retreat into the woods or the desert alone, and you ask the forces of the universe to direct you, to tell you what your purpose in life is and who you are to be, the difference you are to make. And before returning to your tribe, you choose a new name that represents who you will now be. And then you do a fire walk. You courageously walk across the coals and in the process are transformed. You become that person and the leader of your vision, the one guiding others to that same vision. But without the vision, you have no idea where you're going. Vision is the destination towards which you travel. And if you want to lead others, you must have this vision, one so clear, vivid, compelling that others want to realize that vision too. They want to live in that reality. And your clarity of vision will emanate from you energetically. It will magnetize others to you to join you. You must be your passion and purpose. You must demonstrate your inspiration with action. You must live your vision. In this way, you will lead easily. You will hardly have to think about being a leader because you will be one already. All of this flows forth from your vision. That vision inspires you. It illustrates your passion and purpose, and it motivates you to move toward it. When you live that, you will naturally lead. Others will feel inspired and ask you to lead them, to show them the way. You will be an inspired leader. So that was the message that I received. Anyone want to say if that spoke to them or what they took away from it? Just unmute. If not, we'll move on. Anyone?
One short question. So when you talk about vision, so you can also replace it by purpose or calling or whatever. So or is there a difference that you see?
So what I see and what I think they're saying is it's that vision, that image of what you want to create, but your purpose and your inspiration. So if you take your passion, we've talked about this in the Inspired Creator community, if you take your passion and your purpose and you combine them, you get inspired. So if you know what you're, so you have this vision and it is probably directly aligned or connected with your purpose. And we're going to talk some about purpose today too, but it is that sense of I have a calling. The calling tends to be more, or a mission, that tends to be more of the kind of purpose feeling, right? And then what do we create? How do we, what is that mission? What is that movement or cause? And that tends to flow out of the purpose. Does that make any sense?
Okay. I need to think about it. Seems to be.
Yeah, I mean, you can choose a purpose. You don't necessarily have to have a soul purpose that's overarching or whatever, right? I mean, I think most of us do, but we don't always know that. But we can choose a purpose. Like if you're passionate, so I'm just going to use the Save the Horses one because it's close to my heart. But if you're passionate about saving wild horses, then, or ex-race horses or whatever, then you can choose to have the purpose of doing, of saving them, operating on that or acting on that passion, right? And saying, it's my purpose to help save the horses. Therefore, I will take inspired actions to do that. Like I'm inspired, I'm motivated, I'm passionate. And this is what I've chosen as what I want to do, how I want to make a difference. On the other hand, some of us just feel, you know, that we have a sense of purpose to make a difference. And, you know, like for me, I know that my gift is writing. And so writing tends to be a way that I can make a difference, like through my blogs or books, right? But beyond that, there's more. There's that whole transformational piece. I want to be a transformational catalyst. I want to help people get out of their own way so that they can achieve their potential and their purpose, right? Mm-hmm. So that's an overarching one. But you can see how you can pick something in a specific situation or in a specific area. But I do think that what happens is we have purpose and out of that sense of purpose, we develop a vision for what we want to do and the difference we want to make.
Okay.
Does that help?
I just really need to let it sink in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No worries. Yeah. Okay. So hopefully I answered your question a little bit. Anyone else have any comments or questions about that guided message?
I love be your passion and purpose. I love that.
Yeah, and that's super essential because, you know, one of the things I teach in the Inspired Creator community is that you combine your purpose and your passion, because that's when you get inspired and that's when you will take inspired action and then you will achieve inspired results. And in this case, that is in terms of creating, leading some sort of cause, movement, whatever, right? No matter how big or small. Does that make sense, Cassie?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, or was that it?
No, that's all.
Okay. Ron, did you have any comments before we move on?
No, I'm good. I'm just thinking that I'm involved in a lot of different activities, miscellaneous activities, but I mean, I'm 74 years old, but career-wise, I have to figure out what I want to do next. And I do want to do something more yet, but I'm not sure. But what I'm getting from this is that I really need to take time. I mean, again, I'm involved in a lot of things, but I need to list my passions and list my purposes. And I think if I do that, you know, I'd be able to follow the guidelines that you're giving, is to really focus on what I'm going to do next.
Yeah. Yes. And so one of the things I was thinking about you is that you, because you're involved in a lot of things, you can actually choose to be a leader in any one of those, right?
I do have leadership in some of them. I mean, on the board. I mean, so this ties in very, very good, but it's about being formal leadership, but also informal leadership, because I end up having an effect on other people, and it can be good or not good.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what the guided message said also, that we will, you know, it's who we're being that makes the difference. So awesome. So what we're going to do will help you now, Ron, because the next thing we're going to do. So for all of you, what I think we're going to do, well, I know what we're going to do. This came through this morning too. I sat down to just review my notes on what I wanted to cover today, and suddenly a meditation showed up. So I want to take you through a guided meditation that is going to help you develop your vision. Would that be okay with all of you? Okay, so if you don't want to be on camera, that's fine. If you do, it's fine too. But what we're going to do is we're going to move into a guided meditation. So, or visualization, I would call it. So you can all just make sure you're muted. And then, like I said, you can keep your camera on or turn it off till we're done. But what I'd like you to do is to just go ahead and get comfortable, put your feet flat on the ground, and close your eyes. And then go ahead and take 3 deep breaths. Okay. One more. So with your feet solidly on the ground, comfortably sitting in your chair, breathing normally, I want you to feel the energy moving from your heart down through your body to the center of the earth. So the energy is going to move down through your abdomen, through your legs, through the bottom of the feet, and it's going to go down, 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 down to the center of the earth. And there, with the grounding energy of Mother Earth, you feel her energy begin to flow up from the soles of your feet, up, 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 upward through your calves, your thighs, your abdomen, your chest, and heart, onward, up through your shoulders, and neck, and face, out the top of your head. It goes up, 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 where it is joined, it meets the white divine light. And that white divine light begins to flow downward, down, 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 down to the top of your head, down your face, your neck, your shoulders, and chest and heart area, your abdomen, down through your upper legs, your lower legs, through the bottom of your feet, down, down, down into the earth. And then it meets the earth energy at the center of the earth and begins to flow upward again through your body, out through the top of your head and up. And then the divine light comes down through your body. And you have a circular flow of earth energy and divine energy. Just feel that for a moment circulating through your body. Now, allow yourself to feel and to hear your calling. It might be a still, small voice, a whisper. What does your soul or your higher self or source whisper for you to lead? Maybe it's not a whisper. Maybe it's loud. It's a shout. Come lead this. Listen to that calling for a moment. What are you so passionate about that you must act and create? Review all the arenas of your life. Where is your passion? Where is that passion so strong that it drives you towards action? Maybe it's a cause. What cause so inspires you that you can't ignore the inspiration any longer? You must take inspired action. Do you feel a sense of purpose? Or is your soul or source, again, whispering or shouting in your ear, this is your purpose, your calling, your mission in this lifetime? See if you can get a sense of that, if you can hear it, if you can feel your purpose. And with those images of your passion and your purpose, that knowledge and awareness of your purpose and your passion, see yourself combining them. How could you combine your purpose and passion? What does that look like? What type of mission, movement, cause might you create and lead? How can you
combine your purpose and passion and lead in an inspired manner. Now see yourself starting on this journey to leadership. Imagine your movement, your cause, your mission. You begin leading it. Who are you being at this inception point? Who are you being at this inception point as you begin to fulfill your purpose? Now imagine that 6 months have passed. Move 6 months into the future and see yourself showing up as an inspired leader and gathering others around you, people who want to join your movement or cause, those who look up to you and are attracted to the transformation you are creating or offering, attracted to you and your ability to lead them toward a positive and meaningful change, a solution, an answer, a new way of being. See your cause, mission, or movement growing, growing, growing. How large will it become? What kind of impact will you have? How much impact will you have, or do you have? What type of legacy are you leaving? And how do you lead now? Who have you become? What type of inspired leader are you? Take a deep breath in through the nostrils, out through the mouth. And open to feel all the emotions that surround what you have created, who you have become, an inspired leader, and the difference you have made. Just feel that for a moment. Experience that. Experience yourself. Commit that feeling to memory, who you're being, what you've created, all of it, the difference you have made. Commit that to memory. Take another deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and relax just a bit more deeply, and know that it is done. In your mind, say those three words three times. It is done. It is done. It is done. Now let's take three more deep breaths. As you begin to move towards being back in this Zoom room, take one last deep breath, wiggle your feet and toes, stretch, begin to move your body. And when you feel ready, come on back to our Zoom room. So I'd love to hear what came up for any of you who would like to share. Whether you saw your vision, whether you saw who you needed to be. For those of you, Suzanne and Kathy, who said you were overwhelmed with all the different characteristics to take on. You know, did you get clarity? Whatever came up for you. Who'd like to share? Anyone? No one?
Okay, I'll share. I went into a role and could visualize myself being successful in that role. And I concentrated on that feeling and it felt very good. And I think what I'll do with it is it's going to be easy for me to go back to that feeling. Because I've practiced that before in cold weather, where I enjoyed myself many years ago skiing in Colorado. Excellent, loved it. And in Cleveland, where we have vicious weather off the lake, cold weather. And if I go outside, I'll just put myself in that place and that good feeling, and I feel much better outside. And I think I can apply that same principle of what I've learned today and what I practiced on the feeling I had on being successful in pursuing a leadership role successfully.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's part of this, was right, to get clarity on vision, clarity on who you need to be, and to take that feeling with you, right? And that's why I said remember that feeling, because you want to go back to that. Awesome. Thank you, Ron. I'm sure you will be successful. Suzanne, did you want to share?
Yeah. Of course, I'm in both worlds, so in my main job and the code, building up the coaching business now. So what comes to me and needs to be developed over the again, this picture or image to inspire others to overcome fears and limitations and really give them not only hope but direction how they really can gain personal freedom, no? and really the level behind it, reconnect to source and really feel again unity and feeling this kind of abundance and rediscover their creative power. I hope this is the right English word for it, but that they have the power really to create the life that they inspire and can start with it right away with make a decision right now and don't wait until it's too late. Really make the best out of their lives. So this is came up. So and I need to bring it into a new form so that I can communicate it as well.
Awesome. Well, you communicated it very well now. And does that feel like more clarity on your vision than you had before?
Yeah, it's different. I think so. No? So it changed from qualities to what is behind it. No, so, and of course, not being a role model, that is no question about it. No, so I need to have this kind of experience in order to teach it or give some kind of direction. So this is for sure.
Right. Did the meditation help you have some clarity around purpose as opposed to the vision? It's the vision of fulfilling that purpose.
Vision to create.
How to say? Sorry for that, but
It's just opening up a different possibility to dive into it, you know? So and don't let my thoughts come into the way. So and this is quite helpful. And I think I will go to the recording once again and take a second to really go deeper.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut out the meditation and actually post it in the Inspired Creator community for the leadership sessions, because I think that would be helpful. Yeah. And I love what you talked about, you know, when you chose the word create, because that's been, you know, one of my, I think I took it off recently. We did take it off the sales page because we totally redid the sales page for the Inspired Creator community, but it always talked about being a creator. Because I believe 100% that we have a spark of divinity within us. And if the only thing we know about the creator is that the creator creates, and we are supposedly created in that image or have that spark of divinity within us, then we are creators. Right. And if you listen to any of the, you know, if you believe in law of attraction or anything, we know that our thoughts and our words and our energy are all creative. So I love that word. Awesome. Cassie, did you want to share anything? Thank you, Suzanne and Ron.
I got a little more clarity on what I need to do on, I already feel my purpose strongly and deeply, but I saw myself more leading in a physical role as much as my writing that I do. So that was a bit of a deeper clarification.
Good. Awesome. So everybody got something out of the meditation. So that's perfect. Okay. So now what I want to talk about is combining your passion and purpose to become an inspired leader. So I always teach the same thing. When you combine your passion and your purpose, you get inspired. That's when you know when your next inspired action is, you know, what it is and to take it. And that's when you get those inspired results. But the same goes for becoming an inspired leader. Okay. When you combine your purpose and your passion towards whatever you want to create, you're actually going to get inspired. You combine your passion and your purpose, you get inspired about what you want to create in terms of your cause, movement, whatever. What do you want to lead? Right. And so you're inspired and you're taking inspired action, and others are going to be inspired by you, right? They're going to feel that energy. You're going to become charismatic, magnetic. People will be attracted to you and what you're doing, right? And so you're going to be getting the inspired results because you've combined your purpose and your passion. You're inspired. You're inspiring others. They're inspired by you. And so everyone is moving towards your vision, right? That's the inspired result, is they're all moving towards your vision of what you want to create, your cause, your mission, right? So have any of you gotten clarity, or do you want to talk through purpose and passion and how to combine those towards towards being an inspired leader? Let's just put it that way. Or do you all have clarity on what that is? Your purpose and your passion and how to combine them. Anyone?
Can you go over the difference between purpose and passion?
Can I talk about that? Yeah, so.
Just a bit.
Yeah, no worries. So when I think about passion, I think about the things that you can't stop talking about, or things that on a really deep heart level are of interest to you. You know, like for me, horses have always been a passion, always. I'm passionate about animals, actually, about dogs. I love animals of all types. But I'm also passionate about, helping writers get out there in the world with their work and make a difference, right? I'm passionate about personal and spiritual growth. Like even if I wasn't teaching or coaching, I would be reading and taking courses and all that. Like that is, you know, people say to me, you know, what do you do for fun? I take a course. Like, I like to learn and experience and grow as a person, right? And so these are things I'm passionate about. So when I can combine that with a sense of purpose that I want to make a difference in the world, okay, so how do I do that? Right. So for me, for years and years and years, the only way I did that was that I would read and learn and experience, take courses, and then I would find my understanding of it and put that into words and share that with the world. I still do that. If you look at the blog on ninaamir.com, that is what I do, right? I also now do it through coaching. So if my purpose is to help others to be a transformational catalyst, then using my passion for writing and for learning in a way that inspires other people and motivates them to change or helps them to change and transform, that is me combining purpose with passion. Does that make any sense, Cassie?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Does it give you the clarity you were looking for?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else want to talk about that? Or are you clear on your purpose and your passion and how to combine them in order to lead? Okay. Then go ahead, Suzanne.
I can really relate to what you said about and learning, experiencing. So this is what I can observe when I was very young, so that I went to college and tried to build up skills and learn how psychology works. So this I can say directly, but I think it would take some time now also to discover what I'm passionate about beyond that. So of course getting things done and completing things and really having results that matter, that's why I looked for a job change basically, so in order to make a difference. And it's not yet so clear for me, because this was one of your questions, so how to combine it. So I think this is then it needs some journaling on it, right? In order to put together the pieces.
Yeah, and that's fine. And you're going to get another homework assignment. So you will have a chance to journal on it. But I like what I want to point out when you're talking about passion is, again, that there's an energy to that. When we're passionate about something and we speak with passion, there is an energy around it. Mm-hmm. And that is attractive to other people. Right? Just like when you're inspired, your inspiration, your passion are going to magnetize people to you. Your sense of purpose is there too, and is part of that. But more than anything, I think it's your passion and your inspiration that people really feel. They're going to get that you're on purpose. And when every one of your actions aligns with your purpose, it's very clear, right? You're modeling that.
I was just thinking about my passion about essential oils, and when we had a purpose workshop at work, so I inspired also other of the colleagues to take a look and do the call and everything. But this doesn't relate to the other areas. But of course, so maybe essential oils is a direct link to your brain system. So you don't go over the filter that your thoughts can change it to a certain extent, but this came just up, so yeah. Healthy food and oils and all this.
Yeah, but see, maybe that's a way, something you incorporate into your coaching. Maybe it's not the thing, right? Maybe you don't just coach around essential oils, but maybe essential oils are one of the tools you bring in. Right. Mm-hmm. Could even be a little lead magnet about how essential oils can help you change or whatever. Right. Anyway, just throwing that out there. Any other comments before we move on about passion and purpose? Okay. So that brings us to, who do you need to be to become an inspired leader? So we've talked more about your vision. You're clearer on your vision. We've talked about combining passion and purpose. And so then we come back around to, who do I need to be? What characteristics do you need to have in order to be an inspired leader. So if you remember yesterday's discussion and homework from your examination of good leaders and those lists you made, what did you learn today that will help you identify the identity you need to take on, the characteristics you need to develop or strengthen? Because I say strengthen because you might already have them. So this is something that you're going to spend some time on the homework also, but hopefully at this point you have a clearer idea. I'm just curious whether, like Suzanne, whether you feel a little clearer on that identity, or again, is this just something that you and Cassie and Ron, you're going to, and everyone else, you're going to have to just spend some time with?
More clarity, yes, but the other thing goes or it's also right, so because it's emotion, and as I tried to discover what are my true values, and that was also a process over some days, not only within 1 hour or where I just sit with this topic, so that I think it will evolve over the next days.
Yeah, I'll be curious to hear. Yeah, be curious to hear. Anyone else need any assistance, support on that? Or are you good with just working through your list of characteristics and figuring out who you need to be? Go ahead, Ron. Oh, you muted yourself again.
Okay, like in my passions, I mean, I came up with, you know, I was just writing things down while we're going through this, and I came up with about 9 items that I'm really passionate about. I mean, I'm like a kid in a candy store in life. I mean, God, there's so much out there, so much more I want to discover. And then I start taking a look at the next step in the homework about what do I have to be? Well, I need to be a good listener to be successful. I need to encourage people. I need to compliment people. I need to be clear in what I'm communicating. I need to be successful in the actions that I take. I need to dress for success too, not to be sloppy or so forth, but dress properly. I need to be attuned. I need to be proactive. But I kind of like missed, I got a gap there, Kathy brought up too, on purpose. But I think if I have the passion, does that mean that's defining what I'm going to do with that passion? Is that my purpose? That's the one thing I kind of missed, because I'm just, wow, coming up with all this stuff going through this exercise.
So if you have 9 areas of passion and you want to consciously and intentionally lead in one or more of them, I would be asking yourself what kind of a difference you want to make. Like, or do you feel called to make a difference in some way? So, you know, in any one of those areas, do you have a sense of purpose? Meaning, purpose is often defined as your big why. But again, you can choose a big why for any area of your life. So you can say, I'm passionate about these 9 things. Which of them do I actually have some sort of a meaningful reason to lead, to make a difference?
I got it right. Is it, do I want to make a difference, or is it an interest? So maybe I have all these interests that I'm really passionate about. I truly am. But identify where I need to focus my energies to make a difference. And that's determining what I want to do when I grow up. Okay, that's good. That helps me.
Yeah, because we all deserve to have some interests and things we're passionate about that just make us happy and fulfill us. We don't have to be a leader in every situation. Like sometimes, you know, for those of us who love to learn, we don't always want to lead. We want to sit back and have somebody teach and lead us, guide us forward, right?
Right.
But in some areas, you will feel that kind of soul level or even just an intellectual choice of, I would like to lead here. I would like to inspire people towards something greater, better, right?
That helps me now, because now it's choosing where I want to be a leader in any of these areas and where I want to be a participant.
Yes.
That's helping me sort this out. It's breaking it out. This is helpful.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Good. I'll be curious to see where you choose to be an inspired leader and where you don't.
Thank you.
You can let us know.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else before I finish up? and open for any other Q&A. Okay, so all that is really left now is for you to begin leading. Because if you have your vision and your vision provides the GPS, how to, you know, that you're going to be guided to what actions to take, whether that's spiritual guidance or intellectual guidance or inspired guidance, you're going to know, if you have a vision, how to move forward, what you need to do next, what inspired action to take, because that's going to be apparent, especially after combining your purpose and your passion, but also with knowing your vision. So those things, having the vision, what we talked about today, your inspired leader vision, right? And part of that comes from combining the purpose and passion. So it's all sort of a package. So you need to take some time to think how you can begin to lead in a way that brings that vision you now have to life. It's your job to bring the vision to life. And that's how you answer the call. That's how you create the movement or fulfill your mission. That's how you step into inspired leadership. Oh, somebody coming very late. Okay, so I have some homework for you. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different items on the homework. So at this point, since I have shared all I have to share for today, and we have, again, run a little long, especially since I had all those tech issues starting out, but I'm happy to take a few minutes to answer questions. And Tobias, you're showing up at the very end, not the beginning of today. So we are on to Q&A. So you're welcome to join for that, but we won't be here a whole lot longer. Anyway, those who have been here today and listened to the entire session, any other questions or that I can answer or ways that I can support you? No? Everybody good? Thumbs up? 3 thumbs up? Okay. Well, Tobias, I'm sorry, but it looks like we're done. But I want to thank all of you for showing up live. I hope everyone in the Facebook group also watches the replay there. If they didn't already watch live, I guess I should have just checked in to see if there were any questions there before we end. Let me see. I don't see any. So that means we have wrapped up day number 2 of the Inspired Leader Challenge. I will make sure you all get reminders tomorrow. I'm going to go set them up right now, so you all have the link handy and you're ready to go. I appreciate all of you for being here. This has been super exciting for me to share, and the information that's been flowing through me has been super exciting as well. Tomorrow, just getting up my notes for tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be talking about your inspired leader impact. And this is about really what kind of impact do you want to make and how can you make a larger impact. So even if you're thinking small in terms of what you want to lead and the difference you want to make, we can always scale that a little bit, right? So again, who do we need to be to operate on a bigger stage or make a bigger difference? And how to just really step into inspired leadership in a bigger way and impact more people. And again, that could be just impacting the people you meet every day. Doesn't really matter what kind of image, you know, vision you have for the difference you want to make, but how are you going to have that impact? So that's our topic tomorrow. I will also take a little bit of time tomorrow to talk about the Inspired Creator Community and the new set of leadership sessions. So that's tomorrow. We all good till tomorrow? Oh, and tomorrow is an hour earlier. So today we started at 10 Mountain Time, 9 Pacific, 10, 12 Eastern. I don't know what time it was for you, Suzanne, in Europe, later, nighttime. But we will be an hour earlier, okay? So we'll just bump everything an hour, but I will get those reminders set up right now. So I will talk to you all tomorrow. I look forward to it. I'm super excited to see what flows through me tomorrow to share with you. And until then, as always, go out there and achieve more inspired results. Bye, everyone.